Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The village of Akron has issued a notice that hydrant flushings will be done in the village this week. The flushing for the village of Akron will be done on Thursday, April 16th and Friday, April 17th. If your tap water is discolored, be sure to let the tap water run until it runs clear once again. And in other news for today, there are times when regulations are not one size fits all. Lapeer County's health director, Jim Henry, explained his position regarding some health issues to the county commissioners. Henry noted that some of the state's requirements are not feasible for some counties, such as Lapeer. His decision on how to operate will be noted during the state's next accreditation evaluation, which is conducted every 3 years. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regulations regarding septic systems have become much stricter recently. The EGLE's regulations are not feasible in rural areas and would impact small businesses and some residences to incur the cost to install drain fields and septic systems, according to Director Henry. Because the state's regulations are more restrictive now, Henry explained that he is not following them to the letter. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Too many families face a widening gap between what they can afford and what they need to thrive. More than half of families in the U.S. today are one paycheck away from financial crisis. At Good360, we deliver hope when families need it most, providing essentials like clothing, hygiene items, and household goods. Put help within reach. Learn more at good360.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 14th, in the boardroom at 60 West Sanilac Street in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will be addressing a variety of issues. The meeting is scheduled to start with a financial report by County Treasurer Trudy Bowers. They are also expected to approve emergency management to apply for a grant, purchasing recycling containers, and awarding a bid for a new police vehicle. During the meeting, the board will also honor Patty Olfig for her 25 years of service to the county. And in other news for today, the Gore Township Board of Trustees is looking to their future. During the last township meeting, the board approved looking for grant opportunities in order to help with financing a new township building. The township's current hall is showing its age and has become outdated for the needs of today's government operations. The township was established in 1862 and consists of about 6.8 acres of land. During the last meeting, the board approved having a company apple brine twice during the summer to help keep the dust down, and has contracted with a company to do the cemetery and lawn maintenance. And mosquito suppression efforts are underway in Rich Township. The township's Board of Trustees selected APM Mosquito Control to do the mosquito suppression. The first step in suppression is treating standing groundwater by the personnel, which is done to address larvae, which will become mosquitoes eventually. Aerial suppression efforts will soon begin, as soon as the weather permits. There are approximately 2,000 acres of flooded woodlots that need to be treated. The next step in the suppression efforts is for trucks to do ULV adulticiding, which starts just before Memorial Day. For more questions and to get more information, you can call APM Mosquito Control at 1-810-7000 866-942-3 or toll free at 1-877-276-4714. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, April the 13th of 2026. Joan Bernice Peterson, age 94, of Port Austin, passed away on April the 11th of 2026. Per the wishes of Joan Bernice Peterson, cremation has taken place at the Sunset Valley Crematory, and the family will be having a private burial at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Joan's name to the Thumb Animal Shelter of Elkton, and condolences can be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.